Think of the biggest sin that you have committed in your life, that you're most ashamed of. Think of the biggest hurt in your life. And realize this, that even before you were born, God already knew those things were going to happen in your life. And he developed a plan in advance that would bring good out of that. What a God.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we continue in our series called Life's Healing Choices. In these lessons, Rick offers an in-depth biblical look at overcoming the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that hold us back in life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great video resource that will show you step-by-step how to let go of your past hurts, hang-ups, and habits once and for all, called the Life's Healing Choices Study Kit, an 8-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part 3 of a message called The Sharing Choice.
You're not fully healed, you're not fully recovered, you're not fully mature until you're able to start sharing with other people the hurts and the habits and the hang-ups that you have been going through. Doesn't mean you're completely worked them all out of your own life. It means you're able to say, I'm one step ahead of you. Let me tell you where you can head toward. And what do I share? I share how pain got my attention, and I share how I learned from pain, the lessons that I learned from pain. Now, there's a third thing God wants you to share. He wants you to share how God can bring good out of bad. And all of us have examples of this in our lives that we can share. You can look at your life and think of times how God brought good out of bad. Now, one of God's great promises in the Bible is Romans 8:28. It's one of the most well-known verses in the Bible. It's also one of the most misunderstood. So let's look at it word by word in Romans 8:28. There on your outline, this is God's promise. We know that God causes everything to work together for good, for the good of those who love God. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. Now let's look at what this says. First, what does it not say? It doesn't say, we know that everything will work out the way I want it to work out. Because that's not true. It just doesn't happen that way. Things don't always work out the way I want them to work out. It does not promise all things will have a happy ending here on earth. That's not true either. There's a lot of unhappy endings on earth. This is a broken planet. This is not heaven. So we shouldn't expect everything to have a happy ending on earth. It doesn't. What does this verse promise to us about recovery and about growth? Well, first it says, we know. In other words, we're not guessing. We're not hoping. We're not wishing. We're not desiring. We know for certain. This is a fact of life. We can be confident. We can be absolutely certain. We know this for certainty that we can stake our lives on it. And what do we know? We know that God causes. What does that mean? It means your life is not an accident. There's no such thing as random chance. There's no such thing as bad luck. There is a grand design behind everything. Grand designers all behind it. Our lives are not a result of fate. Our lives are not a result of chance. Our lives are not a result of accident. You are not an accident. God had a plan and purpose for your life long before you were even born. And there is a grand design. Now, we make mistakes, but God never makes mistakes. And everything that happens in life happens because of choices, not chance. Choices that God has made, choices that I have made, and choices that you have made. It's not chance. It's a choice. We know, we're certain, that God is the grand designer. He causes, notice, all things, everything. Now, what is included in all things? My mistakes? Yes. Are your sins included in all things? Yes. Are the sins of others included in it? Yes. Are your genetics and your DNA included in that? Yes. Are all of the circumstances throughout history included in that? Yes. Are all of the bad decisions that other people make and I make? Yes. All includes all. All things. Does that include miscarriage? Yes. Does that include divorce? Yes. Does that include failure? Yes. God says, I fit it all into the plan. There's no part that doesn't fit into the plan. I fit it all into the plan. We know that God causes all things. Now, if we just stop there, that would make God the author of evil. God is not the author of evil. No, nothing that is evil in the world was caused by God. So what is he saying here? Look at the rest of the verse. We know that God causes all things to work together for good. Now notice, that verse does not say all things are good. They're not. There's a lot of bad in the world. There's a lot of evil in the world. If you don't believe in evil, you just travel with me around the world. I'll show you the face of evil straight up in your face. There's a lot of bad evil. When little children are stolen from their parents and sold into sex trafficking, that's evil. And when world leaders, take money and store it in Swiss account banks while their people starve to death, that's evil. When people betray each other, that's evil. When people torture each other, that's evil. There is real evil in the world. So not all things are good in the world. Cancer is bad. Molestation is bad. There's a lot of bad in the world. But it says there, God causes all things to work together for good for those who love God. Now, not separately, but together. There are a lot of things that don't taste good on their own, but you mix them together, they taste good. I've used this illustration before, but I like it, so I'm going to tell it again. When my wife makes a cake, she takes all these individual ingredients and she works them together. Now, if I go down to the kitchen and I watch her and I start getting a little anxious and I eat any of the individual ingredients, they taste bitter. I don't just naturally go into the kitchen and take a handful of Crisco and eat it. Doesn't taste good. I don't go in and automatically open up the refrigerator, take out a couple of raw eggs and suck them down. Doesn't taste good. I don't even take a swig of vanilla straight. Doesn't taste good. I don't take a flour and eat it by itself. It's dry. It's tasteless. I certainly don't take a spoonful of salt and eat it. And I wouldn't even take a cup of sugar and just eat it by itself. It wouldn't taste good. But when Kay works them all together. Shoot, you don't even have to cook it. I'll eat the batter. Okay? Don't even cook it. Just give me that cake batter and I'll just start. Now, when it's worked together, individual bitter elements actually come to taste good. Never by themselves. There are things in your life that you've experienced that were flat out bitter and they left a bad taste in your mouth. And they weren't good. They were bad. But God says, you know what? I'm bigger than the bad. And I can work it all together and I can make a cake out of it. And it'll be delicious. And your life will be delicious. And your life will be something you take to a party. And all of those bitter elements put together, I will work them together for good. Can God really bring good out of bad? Oh, yes, he can. How about the crucifixion? The death of his son, that was bad. They tortured him. They spit on him. They beat him. And then they hung him as a shameless criminal. Did God bring any good out of that? Oh, yeah, just the salvation of the world. God specializes in bringing good out of bad. Now, friends, this verse, this promise is not for everybody. We know that God causes everything to work together for good for those who love God. This is not a promise to everybody. It's only for those who are giving God the pieces and say, God, I love you. I take the pieces of my broken life and put them back together. If you're not following Christ, if you don't love God, if you haven't given him every piece of your life, all things are not working together for good in your life. In fact, they're working together for bad. God owes you nothing. He owes you zip. If you're going your own way, he made you and he gives you the choice to love him back and follow his way or go your own way and turn your life into a living hell. He doesn't owe you anything.
The second half of today's show is coming up next. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's RickWarren.org or just text the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
We've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves and we've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? The Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit from Pastor Rick Warren offers freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video sessions that offer practical, encouraging biblical teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. Through making each of these choices, you will find God's pathway to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future, one healing choice at a time. We'd love to send you this life-changing DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this broadcast ministry. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks.
Once again, here's Rick.
If you're not following Christ, if you don't love God, if you haven't given him every piece of your life, all things are not working together for good in your life. In fact, they're working together for bad. God owes you nothing. He owes you zip. If you're going your own way, he made you and he gives you the choice to love him back and follow his way or go your own way and turn your life into a living hell. He doesn't owe you anything. This is the Burger King theology. What is Burger King theology? God gives you the choice. He says to you, have it your way. Have it your way. God's not going to force you to love him, to follow him, to obey him. He says, have it your way. And he lets you have it your way. But if you're going to have it your way, you're stuck with the consequences of it. And one day you're going to stand before God when you die. And God is going to say, okay, obviously you didn't love me, so have it your way for the rest of eternity. You didn't want me in your life here on earth. Why would you want me in your life for eternity? Be separated from me for eternity. Have it your way. You can't say, well, I want to have it my way on earth, but I want to have it God's way in eternity. That's illogical. It's stupid. It's irrational. God says, okay, I give you the choice. Have it your way on earth. But if so, you're going to have it your way for eternity, which means you didn't want me on earth. You don't want me in eternity. Be separated from me for eternity. Because you were made to last forever. And you're going to last forever either with God or without him. Now, God says, I want to work all these things for good in your life. One of the great examples of this is the line of Jesus Christ in the Bible. You know, when you read the Bible, probably the most boring part of the Bible are the genealogy list. Have you ever read those things? Man, that'll put you to sleep. It's a great cure for insomnia. Okay? If you're having a hard time going to sleep, just open the Bible and find one of those passages where it gives the list of the genealogies. Start reading that. You'll go to sleep real quick. Okay, it's about the most boring, dry stuff. That this guy's father was this, and his son was this, and his son was this, and his son was this. And you're going, what does this mean? Well, there's actually significance for this, because one of the proofs that Jesus was the Messiah was that he would come through the genealogy, through the line of King David. And so those genealogies were important in tracing. It's just one of the many, many proofs of who the Messiah would be. But it's an interesting thing. In the genealogy of Jesus recorded in the Bible, it is the only genealogy that has women listed in it. You see, in Hebrew culture, in Jewish culture, in fact, in almost every culture, genealogical lines are traced through the father. And so they say, this guy's son was this person, and his son was this person, and his son was this person, and his son. And women in ancient genealogies were never mentioned, which makes Jesus' genealogy so unique, because four women are mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus, in the line of heritage. It's very significant. And when you look at those stories, every one of those four women had a very painful story to tell. The four women in Jesus' genealogies are a woman named Tamar in the Old Testament, a woman named Rahab, a woman named Ruth, and a woman named Bathsheba. These are the four women that are mentioned in the line of the Messiah, of the Savior of the world. Every one of these women had a hurt, hang up, and habit. Tamar was a mess. She was seduced by a relative. She had two different husbands, and they were both total jerks. If you go back and read the story of Tamar, it's quite explicit. It's a highly sexual scandal in this woman's life. She was not well reputation because of what happened in her life. Big sexual scandal in Tamar's life. Rahab, by the way, was a prostitute. But she did the right thing in helping some godly men, and she's in the list, Rahab. Ruth wasn't even Jewish. She was a Moabite who illegally married a Jewish man because the Jews were forbidden to marry non-Jews. So her marriage wasn't even legally recognized because she married and broke the Jewish law by marrying a Jewish man. She wasn't even Jewish herself. Bathsheba had an affair with King David, and he had her husband murdered. Not exactly stellar stories. The point is, God chose those four women to be mothers in the line that would deliver us the Savior of the world. God weaves even our mistakes and even our disappointments and even our hurts and even our sins into his plan. Now, as your pastor who loves you, I want you to follow me on this for a minute. I want you to think of the biggest mistake in your life right now that you've ever committed. Think of the biggest mistake. Think of the biggest disappointment in your life that you've experienced. Think of the biggest sin that you have committed in your life that you're most ashamed of. Think of the biggest hurt in your life. And realize this, that even before you were born, God already knew those things were going to happen in your life. And he developed a plan in advance that would bring good out of that. What a God. What a God. What a God who would already know in advance my rebellion, my sin, my stupidity, my mistakes, and the mistakes of other people, and the sins that were done against me, and the sins that were done by me. And God says, you know what? I know it even before it's going to happen, so I'm going to develop a plan and fit it into the plan and bring good out of it. What a God. That is the kind of God we worship. And that's why we can be optimistic and realistic at the same time. As followers of Jesus Christ, we don't deny our mistakes. We don't hide them in the closet. We don't pretend it didn't happen. We don't pretend we never screwed up. We don't pretend other people didn't hurt us. We're open about our feelings and our faults and our failures and our frustrations and our fears. We just go, we're trophies of grace. That in spite of all that, God still loves me, and God does not have a plan B for your life. You're not on plan B. You're still on plan A. And part of it was for you to be here today. One of God's favorite guys in the Bible is a guy named Joseph. And poor Joseph was set up for failure. He was number 11 of 12 children. And they were all boys, 12 brothers. And out of those 12, his father, Jacob, who we looked at last week or a couple weeks ago, really messed it up as a parent. And he chose Joseph to be the daddy's boy. And he set him up for all kinds of envy and resentment by the other brothers. Because Joseph was the favorite. His daddy gave him a special coat. His daddy gave him special preference. His daddy treated him better than the other kids. And the brothers hated Joseph.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, but first, it's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves, we've hurt others, and as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? The Life's Healing Choices DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren offers freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
We've all made poor choices in life, and we've all been infected by the poor choices we've made and others have made. It means every one of us has developed unhealthy patterns in our lives, and as a result, we all get hurt, we all have habits, and we all have hang-ups that mess up our lives, and we need to deal with these. You know, it's easy to assume that you'll never be able to change or heal from the past patterns in our lives, but Jesus offers us the hope that we need to change. He offers us hope for a second chance, and hope to renew our lives. That's why I created Life's Healing Choices Study Kit. You can use it either by yourself or even better, get a couple friends and study it together in a small group. This study kit is based on the Beatitudes, where Jesus teaches you how to make choices every day that will help you build a healthy foundation for real change in your life. Now, I'd like to send you this Life's Healing Choices Study Kit as a thank you. When you give a gift financially to support Daily Hope Ministry and this broadcast around the world. Now, the study kit includes my 8-session teaching DVD and a workbook that can be used either, as I said, by yourself or you can do it as a small group study. And I really would encourage you to get a couple friends and do the study together. We always grow more in community with other people. Thanks for listening today and thanks for supporting Daily Hope. You know that we are a 100% listener-supported ministry. We don't have any big donor out there. It's your generosity that makes it possible for me to record and produce these messages and give them out all around the world, trying to help people with the hope we need for change. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for supporting us financially. Join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
We'd love to send you this life-changing DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this broadcast ministry. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the Life's Healing Choices DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.